Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. In the first half hour today, I will be talking with Christine Blanchette, a former townshipper, a health and fitness expert, and host of Run With It and The Closing Act. But first, we will hear the song The World on Loan by 3AM Soul, and we will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned. You're listening to The Cube 88.9 FM here in the Townships. For the Cube, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Christine Blanchette to the Townships at 12. Now, Christine grew up in the townships in the Richmond area, and now she's out west in BC. She's the host of Run With It and The Closing Act, which we air on CJMQ once a month and repeat it. So welcome, Christine, and I'll have you give our listeners a little bit of information about your background first.
Yeah, it's so nice speaking with you today, and thank you for having me on the program. I am a TV host, producer, and I'm a freelance writer. I also have my shows aired on your station, and I am a former townshipper, so I write for the Shipwreck Record. So if you've seen my articles, it's bi-weekly.
Okay, very busy woman. And today you wanted to talk about winterizing your running. You're an avid runner. You have been for quite a few years.
Yes, I have. Officially, since 1998, but then I started running in a program. I had a coach in 1999, but I teach Learn to Run, and I love running. So if I can share my advice or tips to any listeners out there, then I'm happy to do so.
What's the difference really between walking fast and running? Is there a big difference?
Well, you know what? It's very subjective. I think really see a doctor before you begin an exercise program, whether it's walking or running. That's my advice. Everyone's at a different level. So for those who have never run for a while or beginning, I would suggest walking. I think walking is really great. And why I say that, I never thought, I used to run, worry, but now I took up walking about 8 years ago, and I love it. It's a great cross trainer. It's low impact. You can do it anywhere, and you do lose calories. Like, you can walk, you know, 1 hour, and if you do that, you know, regularly, you're going to lose weight. And the objective is to enjoy what you're doing. So when you ask, like, is walking and running, you're going to lose calories a bit quicker, but I believe in the tortoise and the hare. I believe that you will get there. It's about the journey. So I think those who are listening or coming off an injury is to start small and then work, you know, do walk, run. Like, run for 30 seconds, walk for 1 minute, for example. But I believe, I love walking too. It's a great activity.
Okay. Now, winter's coming up. Maybe not so much out there, but we're definitely where we are. Winterizing your running.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that name, winterizing your running. Well, there are so many things that basically you want to dress for the weather conditions. You always want to check the weather before you go out and do your workout, whether it's walking or running or walk, jog. And dress in layers. That's really important. Now, I believe I'm always cold, but I dress in layers, maybe more layers than other people do. So I can always, you know, remove, you know, a jacket and put around my waist, for example. But I want to really stress, if I may, wear a hat. I wear a hat all seasons. It keeps the heat in. And whether it's a toque or a cap or whatever, and gloves, bring gloves with you. Just expect the unexpected. So I want to say, like, you may be running in the, like, where I am, like, there's a mountain, which is like 20 minutes. That's snow up there. So you want to say, oh, okay, I can run here, but then you want to dress for those conditions up there. You always want to be prepared. Bring other gear with you if you can do that, if you're driving up there. So the gloves, the hat, I would suggest, or toque, dress in layers. Also, footing, wearing shoes, proper shoes for the running. You want to have grips on your shoes. What I mean by that is that you can slip. It's really important that you don't, because with the leaves are slippery. I almost did. So you just have to be very mindful of your surroundings. It's beautiful. When people say, what's your favorite season? Fall. So do a warm-up, and you want to do that like a warm-up to your run if you're going to do running. Or if you're going to walk, do a slow a walk, then a brisk walk later. But you want to make sure that you are not overexerting yourself by just listening to your body, too. That's another thing. Hydration. People think, oh, I don't need to drink a lot of water. Well, you do. You just, to avoid dehydration. And I drink coffee, and then I'll replace it with a cup of water. And I think, too, is that when I say listen or watch for the weather conditions, is if the weather is bad out there, don't risk it. Do the workout inside. Go to the gym, and or do your workout in the morning before the storm hits, or whatever the case may be. You know, it's just making sure that you are safe out there as well with traffic. Having safety, like lights on your vest and a light on your hat you're wearing. It is a beautiful season. All seasons are great for working out, but it's just being mindful of the. It's less light now, and it's colder, so you want to make sure you do a warm down, which is stretching. You can take your stretching indoors, and just enjoy it. In other words, Maureen, but just those things I would suggest.
Mm-hmm, definitely good advice. Now, let's say we go to our doctor and we get the okay to start walking and running. Is it ever too late to start running? And how would you start running if you have been used to walking only?
It's never too late. I think I think I started running when I was, well, I was young, but I know of some people started running in their 50s and 60s, but they got the advice from the doctor and they started slow. So it's like going back. So if they want to do or become a runner, they start walking first and incorporate running or jogging into the workout. So for example, I think I mentioned like you would do 1 minute of walking, then 30 seconds of jogging, and then you would increase that, do it three times a week. And then do your cross training and do the walk and then do the jog and walk and then do something in the gym. It could be Pilates. It could be weight training, lightweight. Weight training is really important for muscle density, bone density, and as we get older. But yes, there's so many programs out there that when I say that you have to cross-reference everything, you know, I don't believe everything I read on the internet, but I'll look at things and I'll go to a club or I'll go to someone who knows about running or instructing running, teach a running instructor, for example. But yes, back to that is just, you will find it. And being patient with yourself too, Maureen, is so important, because I find sometimes when I teach them to run, they want to run right away. They want to just run. No, we have to do the foundation, the strength, the speed. Foundation, strength, and speed. And that way you'll get there to the finish line injury-free and safe. Because there is a program out there like the Sun Run. They do 30 seconds of walking, and then they'll go to the minute running later. But it all depends where you're at. That's later in the program, for example.
Okay, definitely important, you know, to start off small and get the foundation, definitely. Okay, now I guess good quality running shoes. You can't put crampons on running shoes, I guess, if you're running. Where does that leave us? Is there particular running shoes, especially for winter?
Yeah, well, they have like a good, if you go to your shoe, running shoe specialty store, there's traction on the bottom of your shoe. So for example, if you're going to run the trails, you'll do a trail runner. If you're going to run on the road, you're a road running shoe. But to have a grip, the traction, you can get grips, you know, that will prevent you from slipping. There's these you can get. And now with the technology of shoes, there's so many out there. Like, it's overwhelming. You need to find the best shoe for you. And don't pick the color. Pick something that is for your terrain, if you will. If you're going to run on the snow, it's all about, you know, having the proper shoe and the grips. Like, you can. It slips from preventing you from slipping. If there is the danger of ice, and I avoid that, I will, as I get older, I get become wiser, I will go somewhere else, or I'll take my workout indoors and do it with a treadmill. I'll go the elliptical. And the elliptical is great for low impact, and it works your arms for the, I think it replacing, this is my opinion, replaces weight training, because you're using your arms a lot on the elliptical, Maureen. Mm-hmm. So I hope that answers your question about the shoes. There's just, the best advice I would give is go to a specialty running store. Bring your runners that you have. Bring it to them. They will look at it and see what you need best for your shoes. And maybe they'll change you into a different brand, if you will.
So. Mm-hmm. Definitely good advice. What about poles?
Oh, poles. I have poles at home here. Poles are great. And they have a Nordic pole walking clinic. They have them out there. Poles are good. And if you have, you know, if you have problems walking, if you will, if you are coming back from an injury, I've actually used them, and I find they're really good for your upper body strength. They're good for low impact. They're good to keep you stable. They have certainly a good activity. Pole walking is wonderful. Now, I don't use it very much. I used to, but I see people walking with them, and Dr. Jack Taunton used to, who's passed now, use pole walking a lot because he went from an elite runner to a walker to walking with poles.
Okay. Good advice. I've been reading a lot about organic materials lately, organic clothing. Are you into the organic clothing, the organic cotton or hemp, anything like that?
Yes, I think as sustainability is really, in my book or in mine, they say, I think it's really important. Like for me, with running shoes, is that I recycle my running shoes. I'll give them away. I don't throw them in the, they're gently used. I give them away for somebody who can use them. I use them again if I'm going to wash the car. Going to clothing, I use the clothing. I'll go to a secondhand store. I'll wear the clothing from there because they're all great. They're gently used, and why not? Or I'll give my clothing to someone else, to the diabetes, which I'm giving in January, my running clothes. And they have clothes that are moist wicking fabrics. They have clothes that have been used that you can use that. So, I mean, I will take clothing that is given to me or for promotion, but then I will recycle it. And I think if we can, as a community or the global, if we can do that, like recycle our composting, then we're doing our part. And I give out my clothing, and then I'll go to a secondhand consignment place and I'll find clothing that I can use. And I look at labels too and be mindful of where it's been made, the fabrics. Mm-hmm. And I could always do better, but I'm always looking for that. And that's my part so far.
Okay. Have you tried any organic cotton socks or anything made of hemp?
I have. And I think that it's great. I mean, you are contributing to the environment, and it feels good. It's wonderful. Like it's just a fabric that is used, and it's fine. I don't think it's looking at the labels, and that's, I find it's, I feel good psychologically too, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. And it feels a great fabric. Mm-hmm. And it's washable. It's you check and see how you can take care of, like running shoes. Now you can wash them in the washing machine. So there's, you know, they say recycled fabric. The running shoes have it, and that's what I look for. Yeah, there's always a way of making fabrics, whether it's clothing or shoes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any anything on books for running that you might want to pass on if somebody's just starting in running, maybe as a Christmas gift to somebody?
Well, there's a running book. I can't remember the title, but everything, A Runner's Guide by Runner's World. That's one book that's out there. There's also, I'm trying to think of an, I've had some book by Catherine Switzer. There's a book that she gives on Fearless. There's the Women Over 40. I can't remember the exact title. But these are inspirational books. And then there's books that I get from the library that I can't remember which it is for me.
That's okay.
But yeah, so I'm always reading. There's the long distance, The Lookbook of Women in Sport by Andrew. It's PODNIEKS. And it's really cool. It's about champions and pioneers and heroines and legends. And it's all about sport. That might be one. And yeah, it's the books that I talked about before. Yeah, that's what I have. And oh, there's another book that is not, it's called Take a Shot at Happiness. And this is one book that can apply to running. And it's an interview I did. It's by Maria, if I can pronounce, I'll spell it to the listeners. It's Balzazi, Balzazi. Take a Shot at Happiness. How to create the life you want. So you can create your own show, create your own running program, or follow a running program. But it gives you, you know, to set the set your own path. And this is a book on how to be happy, how to, you know, produce, not only creating your own program, but creating happiness. And when you create happiness and create your life, I'm going to start running, I'm going to start walking, I'm going to start. So it's more than just a book on producing. And I think that's what I have right now. And then you can watch the shows. My shows are on running fitness and health. That might give you inspiration. So that's all I have, Maureen.
Okay, that sounds good. Definitely, yeah, you always have a lot of interesting guests on your Run With It show. So I guess that's a podcast too. People can just type that in and Google that in and they'll be able to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, just go to pleaserunwithit.ca or just run with it or just Google my name. It'll come up.
Okay.
And yeah.
Good. Anything else to add, Christine, today about winterizing or running?
No, I think it's just basically see a doctor, really be patient with your program. It's a journey. It's not just getting the finish line. And really, it's a lifestyle choice. You'll see the results. It takes time to see results. Find out first before anything else. Say you got the go-ahead from the doctor. Okay, why do I want to walk? Why do I want to run? Why do I want to do this? Is it to lose weight? Is it to boost your confidence? Is it to, now you have more time, you don't have children, or you're an empty nester, or you're retired. Just look at the goal, the reason you're starting the program, and think of it as a challenge, but have fun with it.
Okay, sounds great. Well, I thank you so much, Christine, and all the best on your running these days and your shows.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
We just heard a song from Canadian artist Marianas Trench, and the song is called Lightning and Thunder here on The Townships at 12. And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on The Townships at 12. The Secret Santa campaign is on. The Secret Santa campaign pairs kids of all ages with community sponsors so no one goes without this holiday season. Option 1, You are paired with one or multiple children and shop for items on their wish list. Option 2. Donate. If you don't have time or don't like to shop, write them a check and they will do the shopping. This is sponsored by the Lenoxville and District Women's Center. You can contact them at 819-564-6626 or email info@ldwc.ca. To donate, send checks to Lenoxville and District Women's Center, 175 Queen Street, Suite 203 in Sherbrooke. Charitable tax receipts are available for monetary donations. The campaign runs from November 11th to December 10th.
Hugs is back. From November to March, Mental Health Estuary is accepting Hugs, H-U-G-S, hats, underwear, gloves, socks, and scarves, and other warm items of clothing. These are then donated to local resources offering services to those experiencing homelessness. Monetary donations are also accepted through the website and by check. Please make checks payable to Mental Health Estuary and indicate HUGS Hugs on the memo line. Items can be dropped off directly at their office in the beige bins next to door number 2 at 3355 College Street in Sherbrooke. Alternately, an in-person appointment can be scheduled to drop off items or a check. For more information, 819-565-3777 or projects@mentalhealthestuary.com. Colby Curtis Museum Holiday High Tea happens on Saturday, December 7th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's $35. On the menu, the traditional cucumber sandwiches, scones with Devonshire-style cream and jam, accompanied by other seasonal savory and sweet treats. You will also be served the Colby Curtis blend of tea and have an option of specialty drink. To book a table, www.colbycurtis.ca. Christmas tea coming up, 44th edition, Sunday, December 1st from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The Arthur Osmore Norton Castle will host for the 44th time its annual Christmas Tea, an event that has become a must for the local and regional community. The honorary presidency of the event is held this year by Mrs. Sylvain Ferland, Municipal Councillor, Figure of Culture in Quaticook. The members of the Board of Directors and the staff are proud to honor her in light of her involvement and her unwavering support of the Bone Museum. In addition, her appointment as honorary president is of special nature as she was chosen to embody Miss Denise Bone, the founder of the Bone Museum, as part of the celebrations for the 50th anniversary of the founding of the Bone Museum, which will take place throughout the year 2025. The celebrations will start off with this occasion. In addition, the draw, the fundraising activity, will take place as part of the Christmas tea. The draw is Soiree de Rive. Get tickets as soon as possible. For more information, 819-849-6560. Come to the Lenoxville Library to see the Lenoxville Art Group's wonderful display of paintings, November 28th to the end of December. The vernissage is on Thursday, November 28th, 5 to 7. Greeting cards and small affordable paintings are also available. Holiday Book Fest and book launch on Sunday, December 8th from noon to 4:30 p.m. at the Lenoxville United Church, located at 6 Church Street, Upstairs Hall in Lenoxville. Hosted by the Township Sun, the event will feature an array of Township's authors and their books. Refreshments will be served. A great opportunity to do some Christmas shopping. Mental Health Estuary, MHE, invites you to an upcoming free virtual workshop presented in English. Join them for Understanding Eco-Anxiety and Strategies to Navigate Change on Zoom on Wednesday, December 4th, 2024 from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. The guest speaker is Leonard Leclerc, BA, psychosocial intervener at EcoMotion. He will explain the concept of eco-anxiety, also known as climate anxiety. Additionally, he will prepare participants to develop an action plan which covers ways to contribute, ways to navigate feelings of despair, and ways to connect. This workshop is open to everyone. For more information or to register, 819 865-2388. Sherbrooke Elementary School presents the Nutcracker, a youth musical, on December 17th. Showtimes 10:30, 11:15, 12:30, 1:10, 1:25, and 2:05 in the Sherbrooke Elementary School gym during school hours, showcasing the Sherbrooke Elementary School Choir, Dance Club, and Drama Club. Free admission, but monetary donations are welcome.
And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca.
I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Christine Blanchette, running and fitness expert. And we'll finish the first half hour with a song by Cassica. The song is called A Very Merry Christmas. We'll hear the news with Derek Bullard and a word from a couple of our sponsors, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Townships at 12 with your host, me, Maureen, here on theCUBE, 88.9 FM, CJMQ.